Okay, good morning, everybody. And I learned something new word. Salamat pagi? Is it correct? Thank you. Terima kasih. I know only these two words. I'm so happy to be here this morning, and I thank God for giving me an opportunity to worship God together with you all. This week, APBF Pastors Conference and Mission Consultation was held at KLBC, and then we really enjoy Malaysian hospitality, especially during the durian party. APBF has a slogan, stronger together, but that day, we were like, we smell stronger together, you know. But we really enjoyed that durian party. And thank you for your hospitality and love that share with pastors and missionaries who came from every corner of Asia and Pacific. Today, I was assigned to preach on connect and then send, which is a same theme that with the conference. And I hope and pray that this message will speak to all of us today. Encourage to be connected with God and people to expand kingdom of God together. Before go into the preaching, let me introduce myself briefly. My name is Ai Nohara Tetsuo, serving as a pastor of LM318 Community Church together with my husband since year 2000, November 3rd. So we celebrated a 25th years of the ministry. Thank you. And I live in Okinawa, a southern island of Japan, which is known for beach resort and also popular for diving and the marine sports. But it's also known for its unique history and then culture since it was independent nation called Kingdom of Ryukyu until 1876. So I'm partially Japanese, but I'm Okinawan too. And during the kingdom time, Ryukyu had a trade business with Malacca. Yeah, it is so exciting to find a connection between Okinawa and Malaysia in our history, but I must admit that we share painful memory also. Recently, Japanese TV program covered the story of genocide against the Chinese Malaysian by Japanese military. It was so painful to see 86 years old man shared his story with tears, how his whole family were killed by Japanese soldiers. As Japanese, I would like to seek your forgiveness for what Japanese military did to Chinese Malaysian communities. But please allow me to say this as Okinawan. I can also relate myself with the pain that Chinese community experienced because we also lost 1/4 of our population during the land battle of Okinawa. Many were killed by American and Japanese. Babies died in the arms of mothers. Old could not run away from storm of bombs. And the high school students lost their future at the battlefield. Sadly, we are connected with painful memory of war too. Living in this broken world, we continue to see the struggle, violence, discrimination, poverty, mental health problem, and natural disaster, and so on. But I thank God that as Christians, we share something different from the world gifts. The joy of receiving good news, forgiveness and assurance of eternal life given by sacrifice of Jesus, and promise of healing and reconciliation through blood of Christ, and hope of living in kingdom of God peacefully under the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus. Also, not only we received the same blessing but received common mandate too. Preach the gospel, preach the good news to all nations, connect them with Christ to receive his blessing, and make them disciple to expand this blessing to the world. So today, I would like to challenge you through the scripture to act Jesus' heart, so that people in a closed room will find hope in Christ. Before I go to the preaching, I would like to read the passage of today, John chapter 20, verse 90 to 20, together. Would you open the Bible? I'm sorry, I have Japanese Bible, so would you somebody lead to read the scripture? John chapter 20, verse 90 to 20. Let's all read together. Ready? One, two. Thank you very much. I'm sorry that in our culture, in our church, we don't really use the PowerPoint, so I didn't prepare the PowerPoint. Please forgive me for that. In order to share the gospel together, today's passage tells three things which makes us able to bring the good news to the world to connect with Jesus Christ. Number one, trust that Jesus can penetrate the closed door. Trust that Jesus can penetrate the closed door. After the Lord Jesus was crucified, his disciples gathered together in one room, holding their breath in fear. Even though they had heard him say many times, "The Son of Man will suffer, and on the third day he will rise again." But none of them in the room seems to believe it or even remember it. All of them were swallowed up in the darkness of despair, felt like even the word hope had vanished from their hearts. Then suddenly, astonishing news reached to them. Some woman who had gone to the tomb brought back a strange report and said, "Jesus had risen." Peter and John immediately ran to the tomb. They looked inside and saw that the Lord was no longer there, yet they could not understand what had happened. Perhaps the grief was too heavy and their sorrow too deep to recall the good news that Jesus had spoken to them already. The disciples had been driven to a place of complete despair. The good news brought by Mary and the other woman could not reach to their ears. And in that place of hopelessness, where they sat silent with a troubled heart, the Lord Jesus came to them without knocking and without saying, "It's me, I'm home, please open the door." Jesus passed through the door that was locked tight and appeared among the grieving disciples. He penetrated the closed door to connect with them again. That is who our Lord is. When we had no strength to hope for anything good, Jesus comes to restore hope in us. In a time when we are just sitting down in a helplessness and then close ourselves to God and others, Jesus still desire to come and then give us a perfect peace that the world cannot give. And also, Jesus is searching people who are willing to act with him to connect the lost to perfect peace, even though seems like there are many doors that block us to go forth. Let me share a personal experience. Excuse me. I'm sorry. In May 2023, the violent crash broke out in the Indian state called Manipur between two ethnic groups. The peaceful protest for social equality, for social equality organized by students escalated into high tension, and then soon it turned into terrible violence. It was not merely stone throwing. Houses were burned, people were lynched, and the state was consumed by brutality. The Kuki people, who became the target of this violence, are mostly Christians, so many churches were burned and pastors were chased by mobs. Even after a month, the situation did not improve. The state and the central government remained silent, taking no action, and the churches lost their building. And tens of thousands lost their home, became internal displaced people. As APBF called for prayer, and then I learned about what had happened there, I found myself wondering, what about the children who have suffered? How are they doing now? So I suggested my husband and said, So I suggested to my husband that perhaps we could organize an event focused on trauma care for the children when situation settled. But honestly, I did not expect that it would happen very soon. In October, my husband said, "You might be able to go to enter the Manipur now. Would you like to plan a children's program?" The local people hope if we can do it in the first week of January. October is the time when preparation for Christmas ministry usually begin. My mind started to think about our church schedule and thought, in this busiest season of the year, I have to gather a team and plan the event and raise fund. I think it's not really possible. And who will go with me when it's still so dangerous? But we decided to prepare anyway for the Lord. I immediately called my son, who was studying at the Christian University in Chiba, and I asked him if he can join. And he happily agreed with me and then also invited his friends to come as well as, and soon we were able to gather enough members to conduct the children's program. We began our preparation in late November and raised enough funds for gifts. Then, since it was still too dangerous to enter the Manipur by flight, and we arranged to travel through Nagaland with a cooperation of Naga Baptist Convention. There are many challenges in preparing within such a short time, but in July 2024, we were able to hold two children's gathering in partnership with Manipur Baptist Convention. The situation in Manipur was still far from normal. Guards stood in many places to protect their own communities, and then some young men carried the gun. Why went to such a place? Many would ask. But when we heard the words from the parents who attended the children's meeting, we knew clearly that Jesus really wanted to send us there. They said, "It's been 8 months since we last saw our children smile." Imagine suddenly losing your home, being separated from friends, unable to even to gather freely to worship. The children's heart were deeply wounded. And the Lord sent 7 young people to such a place, a place no one would think to go, to reveal his compassion and love to the people. The Lord can open tightly closed door so that his hope can be shine in those who need most. And when we respond to his calling, we can also experience to open heavy doors together with Christ. Today, the world seems surrounded by locked doors. Many people hide their sorrow and despair, unable to open their heart to anyone. Across Asia, persecution against Christians continue to spread and society are filled with anger and sadness. But Jesus can open the closed door. In fact, he can even pass through it to bring peace to those traumatized on the other side. If we are ready to say yes to his call anytime, then we can carry the gospel anywhere, even to the hardest place. Second point is to receive the spirit of boldness. When the resurrected Lord entered the locked door, of course, the disciples rejoiced to see him, but their fear was not completely taken away just by seeing him. To boldly proclaim the gospel in the midst of hostile, they needed to receive the breath of Jesus, the spirit of boldness. Some people misunderstand the filling of the Holy Spirit means to be able to perform miracles like Jesus and feel the spiritual high to make them happy and then for their own satisfaction. But Pastor Francis Chen once said, "The Holy Spirit is given not for your for enjoyment, but to empower you to proclaim the gospel boldly, even in the midst of persecution." That is absolutely true. If we desire to connect people to Christ, no matter the cost, we need the spirit of boldness. The Lord breathed on us, filled us with his spirit, and transformed us into courageous witnesses. And that courage become the power that draw the world to Christ. Recently, my husband shared a remarkable story about a missionary who went to Nagaland, India. About 200 years ago, American missionary, his name is E.P. Scott, attempted to bring the gospel to the Naga people. At the time, they were feared as headhunters. So he's the descendant of headhunters. Living in deep in the jungle. Yet the missionary longed to reach these unreached people. And one day, eventually he encountered them. But it was not a joyous moment. Naga men thought this white man as an enemy. Perhaps influenced by British colonial tension, surrounded him and pointed their spears at them. That moment of facing death, E.P. Scott took his violin and then sang a hymn. "Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Oh, hell the power of Jesus' name. Then something miraculous happened. Those men who surrounded him slowly lowered spears and began to listen to him. The missionary was accepted among them, and the gospel was brought to the unreached tribe. 200 years ago, no one, even the British army, dared to approach these fearless warriors. But today, because of missionaries' bold action, over 90% of Naga population are Christians. And every village, no matter how small, has a church. This transformation happened because missionaries and local evangelists risked their lives to share the gospel. And now, Nagaland sent out missionaries and pastors like my husband to serve the Lord around the world. When even one person filled with the spirit of boldness and then act in obedience to Christ, an entire tribe, community, or nation can be brought to Jesus. Will you be the one who hears the Lord's asking, whom shall I send, and respond? Jesus can fill you with his spirit of take bold step for his kingdom. Lastly, just as Jesus came to this world to forgive, we also must be ready to forgive others, to lead others to Christ. Think about the disciples during that moment. Why were they behind locked door? Because they knew how Jesus was treated. They were so afraid that hatred that had been directed at Jesus might now be directed at them. As Jesus was mocked and insulted, they might be mocked too. Yet Jesus commanded them to preach the gospel to those who opposed them, kill their master on the cross. They were sent to the people who hated Jesus. And before disciples faced same hostile that Jesus faced, Jesus urged his followers not to react with anger, but forgive them. Because if disciples again pray to send a fire to those who reject them, the message of forgiveness will never be heard. Have you ever been ridiculed, insulted, or rejected because of your faith? In your workplace or school or among the families? In Okinawa, many Christians face challenges during especially ancestral ceremonies such as funeral or so-called like All Saints Day festival, where ancestral worship is deeply rooted. Some families even show hostility when one member become a Christian. I know a woman who endured such suffering for a long time. As the eldest son's wife, she was responsible for preparing food offerings for the family altar. And as Christian, she did not want to do it, but she decided to serve family with love and sincerity. She served her family without complaint, worked along through the night to prepare food offering during the special occasion. And even though her relative criticized her for being a foreign god worshiper or someone who dishonored her ancestors, she never reacted with anger. Over time, her hard work, gentleness, and then genuine attitude softened their heart. They began to respect her faith and to grow curious about Christianity. If she had chosen not to forgive these who insulted her, her family might never had a chance to listen to the good news of Christ and beauty of Christian life. Beloved brothers and sisters, we are called to follow Christ. And just as Jesus prayed on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. We are called to pray and forgive those who oppose us so that we may connect them with good news. Richard Bachman, in his Essence of Christianity, writes, during the early church time, it was unthinkable to worship a man who was crucified. So Christians were laughed and mocked. One ancient graffiti even showed a man with a donkey's head being crucified, and while another worshipped him below. Believers face such ridicule, yet they never stop to share the good news of Christ with forgiveness. Throughout history, Jesus and his followers have been misunderstood, hated, and ridiculed. Yet because they continue to forgive their enemies and love their enemies, new believers arose and the faith spread from Israel to Europe, and now it reached until this Asia. And the baton has been passed to us. In an age filled with hatred and anger, we are called to continue to offer forgiveness, leading people to Christ. And for the last, even if you are not facing persecution or great hardship, let us remember and pray for our fellow Christians who are in the midst of struggle. In order to do that, stay connected with the churches and believers across Asia through the networks such as APBF or BWA. Let your prayer and friendship become a source of encouragement for those suffering from persecution and adversity. When we united in Christ, remain connected to one another in prayer, the Lord will send us out to the end of the earth through many creative and miraculous ways to proclaim his gospel. Let us pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us this morning. As we receive a lot of blessing through you, we are also today reminded that we are called to share good news of Christ to those people who are behind the closed door. Lord, give us courage to take a risk for your glory. Lord, give us a faith that Jesus can penetrate any situation. And Lord, give us the heart to forgive people who ridicule us, just as Jesus forgave those people before the cross. Thank you for reminding us your love, and thank you for reminding us that we are one in Christ, and help us to grow together and make this bond stronger throughout this day. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.